It's Royal Rumble weekend, everyone. And if you want ad-free access to ProWrestling.net to follow along with the action, or Jason Powell and Jake Barnett's exclusive audio review of the show, you're going to need to become a ProWrestling.net member. For as low as $5.50 a month if you take the annual option, or $7.50 if you just want to try it out for a month, you can get access to ProWrestling.net and our entire archive of audio content, plus ad-free access. I mean, I really hate ads. I'm sure you hate ads. Get rid of ads. Support a great wrestling media company and do it all on Royal Rumble weekend. It's time to treat yourself, everyone. Hi, April.
Hey, Will.
Hello, and welcome to our Royal Rumble preview show, everyone. We are previewing the 2018 Royal Rumble show. April, can you tell people where they can find you on Twitter?
Yeah, my handle is I'm a toothbrush, which is spelled I'matoofbrush.
And it always makes me laugh and always confuses me if I'm trying to search for your Twitter by it for some reason.
Thank you so much.
And I am at Will Pruitt with one L because some jerk has Will Pruitt with two L's. So first up, we have the Usos defending the tag titles in a 2 out of 3 falls match against Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin. Who do you think wins this one?
I think Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin are going to win. I think that the Usos had a really great long run, but it kind of feels like this is like coming to an end. I mean, they've already eaten the entire roster. So rather than watch part two of that, I think they're going to start something new.
I'd agree there. And I think one of the challenges with the Usos is they are such a tag team act. Like, they are built to be a tag team. They're built to be around each other. That WWE, with their limited tag division, has trouble with what to do with them when they're outside of the tag title picture. But I think the Usos are one of those acts that's developed and they can keep on the back burner a little bit until you get to the superstar shakeup and then move them to Raw, where hopefully they'll have a lot of new opponents to work with.
Yeah, their last run gave me like an entirely new appreciation for the Usos.
Yeah, and they're cutting some of the best promos on SmackDown right now. So, and I think Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin are coming into their own and could be a really fun team together, given a little bit of time to develop.
Yeah, I agree. It feels like the right time.
So moving on from tag teams featuring former members of American Alpha, or to another tag team featuring a former member of American Alpha, Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan defend the Raw tag titles against Cesaro and Sheamus. Who do you think wins this one?
I think they're going to retain the titles.
I actually disagree with you there. I think Cesaro and Sheamus win, and I would say mainly to start a Rollins and Jordan breakup angle, because I think I could see WWE wanting to get through Rollins and Jordan breaking up before WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think that they will break up before WrestleMania, but I also think that they're probably a lot of this tag team is hinging on when the Shield could get back together. And I don't think that they're going to be getting back together this month, but maybe in like 2 or 3 months when Dean comes back, which I'm not even sure where he is with his, with his injury. But yeah, I think they're going to retain. I do feel that like the Usos, Sheamus and Cesaro have kind of like done it all, or all that they really could do. And to see them get the belts back, it's just kind of feel like old and a little repetitive. But I think that they can do with the bar what they do with the Usos and like kind of keep them on the back burner. They're always going to be great. Every time they wrestle, they're great. But I don't feel like they're going to go back to that right now.
Yeah, you actually might be convincing me there. Because keeping Rollins and Jordan busy with each other, kind of keeping this going, because what they're doing with Jason Jordan has been really great. I could see WWE wanting to keep it going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think that they can't create somebody who is more hated than Roman Reigns by fans, and then here comes Jason Jordan, which I think is the plan, and it's like working very, very well. So, yeah, I think that they're going to just even make him somehow more annoying in the coming months until there's kind of like comes to a breaking point.
Yeah, I didn't love Raw on Monday night, but I really loved watching Brooklyn boo Jason Jordan a lot. That was one of the better parts of that show.
Yeah, for sure.
So we have AJ Styles defending the WWE Championship against Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. Do Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens get to do the whole lay cool bit where they cut the belt in half and each hold half of it?
I don't know if they're going to do that, but I do think something weird is going to happen in this match. I mean, if no shenanigans are pulled, then I don't know why we have this entire angle with Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon. But I do think in the end, AJ should retain, right?
I would hope so. I will get to this when we talk about the Rumbles, but maybe it's because I don't see WWE having a reason not to do it. I think we may actually be getting Styles and Nakamura at WrestleMania this year, so I think that hinges on AJ retaining the title.
Yeah, I think he's going to hold it through WrestleMania, and if he doesn't, I'm going to be so confused and so mad.
Yeah, I feel like when AJ's been the stabilizing force on the weaker show of SmackDown a lot of times, when he has been like the biggest star there, it's almost mean to 2 years in a row be like, you're losing the title. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, have fun down the Mania card. Although he and Shane McMahon did have the best match at WrestleMania last year.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So people who aren't awesome, Brock Lesnar and Kane, against someone who is just delightful in Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship. I really wish Braun Strowman would win the title here. I
really do.
Right? It'd just be so great, him destroying things while wearing a belt. It would be fun to watch. I think I'd be more interested, actually, in a Braun Strowman against Roman Reigns WrestleMania match.
Oh, yeah. Throwing each other in ambulances and cars and nearly murdering each other. I'm always interested in stuff like that. I wish it would go in Braun's favor because I really, really love Braun Strowman. I think he's like one of the best things in the WWE right now. But I feel like they're just going to keep it on good old Brock Lesnar.
I mean, they've come this far. This was kind of my worry around WrestleMania this past year is, so we're going to go for a year of this. All
yeah.
right, then. And it has been just as exciting as I thought it would be.
Yeah, they just are really into him. And you know what? I said this on another podcast a while back, and I never really understood the appeal of Brock Lesnar ever until I saw him live and I saw everybody explode when he came out, and I kind of got it more then. But I still, it just feels like such a dead end street to keep the belt on him any longer than what they have. But I'll be rooting for Braun Strowman. I always do.
I wouldn't be upset about Brock Lesnar being around if Brock Lesnar weren't the champion right now. Like that, I think that's the thing that makes him not as palatable. Like Brock just coming in and having mediocre matches on shows wouldn't really bug me, but Brock coming in and having mediocre main events that people are supposed to get excited for will always bother me. But yeah, Brock's gonna retain here. Let's talk now. It's Rumble time. Let's get into Let's get into the Women's Royal Rumble first. Small thing bringing me joy in watching WWE has been them having to go with both men's and women's Royal Rumble as the descriptors. That it's not just the Royal Rumble and the Women's Rumble or something like that. The way it's a World Championship and a Women's Championship, really little thing that has been making me happy watching wrestling. It's the Women's Royal Rumble match. Stephanie McMahon announced today she was going to commentate the match. How do you feel about this?
Personally, I know this is a controversial announcement, but I personally feel pretty good about it. I think that it's going to make everything more interesting. I also feel that Stephanie is probably going to enter herself into the Rumble at the point and do what we've seen a trillion times, when, you know, somebody's sitting there with their headset and they rip it off and their music hits and they're going to run in, and that'll be fun and exciting. So I have good feelings about it. I think that it's going to give the inaugural Women's Rumble a little something extra. And it's important to me, at least, to actually have a woman commentator on the first Women's Rumble. That just makes sense.
Well, yeah, and I disagree with you about Stephanie entering the match, but we'll talk about that in a second as we talk about surprises. Just as a commentator, I don't know who WWE has that is better trained to call a match than Stephanie McMahon, who is there as a talking talent. Stephanie is a talking head for WWE. She is great on the mic when given the chance to deliver a heel promo, but she's also really good at in PR circumstances and things. She knows the product, knows the talents, knows pro wrestling, and she is a really gifted talker. Why not have Stephanie call the match? WWE doesn't have the long line of people, of women, who they've trained to call matches because it's not a place they've been recruiting, sadly. Like, they look for Tom Phillips. They have a whole Tom Phillips factory down in Florida where they just reproduce Tom Phillips by. But they don't actually have that for women, sadly. And until they get that system and have that under their feet, Stephanie's a really great person to plug in here.
Yeah, and I do feel it's sad because when they do try to put a woman on commentary who is not prepared to be doing commentary, for example, Lita is a great wrestler, but she wasn't practicing her commentary. And so now they put her in this position and she's getting dragged online by people who don't think that she's doing a good enough job and she's just doing her best. That's not really Lita's fault. That's the company's fault for kind of dropping the ball on preparing somebody to do commentary.
Yeah.
So I feel a lot, and you know, it's not fun to watch somebody who's not great at commentary trying to do commentary. So it's gonna, I think, put a lot of people at ease to have Stephanie there in a way, because it's somebody who you could kind of trust to call the match.
She's gonna tell the story they want to tell. She's not gonna go rogue or get flustered and forget what she's doing. She's gonna have clear notes in front of her, and I also don't think people are worried that she's going to be too, like, self-aggrandizing. And I kind of wonder if they've ever watched WWE or know how much WWE talks about themselves anyways. Like, yeah, of course she will. She'll say it's historic. That's I play a Royal Rumble drinking game with some friends every year, and I'm debating about whether or not the word historic should be a cue for drinking, because I don't want to end up passed out on my bathroom floor again.
Oh, they're going to say it about 500 million times. Yeah. But I mean, that's also, I think people are conflating the script that Stephanie gets and the person Stephanie McMahon is,
yes.
Which is Stephanie, like her brother and like her father, she plays a character on this TV show that we all watch. And yet a lot of people, as they can understand that Vince McMahon is like this big, bad, evil character who is so selfish. But when Stephanie says or does something that people might read as emasculating, or they might read as like a heel move, they take it as her, Stephanie McMahon, the woman, being a bad person instead of playing this bad character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of people have issues with Stephanie McMahon. I know she's the only character I ever hear the word emasculating thrown around about when people talk about pro wrestling. It's really strange. I can't imagine why she's the only one who could ever emasculate someone. But I when I listen to reviews or read reviews of Raw or SmackDown when she's on one of the shows, I kind of want to be like, I'm always just like, oh, there it is. Okay, nice work, everyone. You got in the weird media sexism. Proud of you. So who do you think Stephanie's a surprise entrant? What other surprise entrants do you think we'll see? Ronda Rousey is probably the biggest rumor that WWE is letting lie out there, and they haven't confirmed. They're not going to deny it, but do you think Ronda Rousey shows up?
Yeah, I think she'll be number 30.
Interesting. Do you think she wins then?
Well, yeah, I think she will, even though I really, really don't want her to.
Yeah, not my ideal pick for a winner. I think it would be intelligent if she will be there. It is intelligent to have her win. It wouldn't make a lot of sense to have her debut because I don't think she's going to be the Iron Woman of the match. She's not going to go an hour or something, like enter at number three and pull a Ric Flair from 1992. Like, I don't think they're going to set Ronda Rousey up to do that. But she would have to enter late and win. Do you think we see some legends here?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is it a lot like the group of women that showed up on Raw?
I think it is going to be a lot like that group of women.
Minus the pregnant women, because that would probably be odd in the ring.
Yeah. It's going to, you know, I think you're going to get, you're probably going to get the Bella Twins in there too. You're probably going to get, I hope that you get a Billy Kay and a Peyton Royce from NXT. I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch of girls from NXT coming up for this one thing. I think they're really going to be building it up for a Ronda Rousey surprise.
I'm torn on this because I want that to not be true. I don't want them to have like Ronda ready to go. I don't want Ronda to win because I'd love to see one of the, you know, full-time main roster women that's there all the time win this match. But at the same time, the notoriety that Ronda coming in and winning the first Women's Rumble would give it, I also could see that as being worth it in a way. I'm really torn there.
Yeah, I would really love Asuka to win, to be honest, and just like cement her as this unstoppable force. I'm sure they're going to find a way for her to be like eliminated in a way that doesn't quote unquote not make her look strong, you know, or something like that. But yeah, I don't know. It just seems like it's months of rumors falling into place.
Yeah,
for this to happen.
I think we're going to see women like Serena Deeb from the Mae Young Classic, maybe a couple of other competitors from there. If it's some of the more inexperienced women, I could see them really picking their spots. And I do think this will be a heavily rehearsed Rumble, as it should be. I think all of them are, since Batista was accidentally eliminated in 2005 and Vince tore two quads restarting the match.
The best video.
It's just so sad. I think we're going to see Billy and Peyton come up for this. I would expect some of the other NXT women. I think Becky Lynch wins. I think WWE does not have a better shot at telling a true, pure babyface story going into WrestleMania than they do with Becky Lynch and Charlotte. I mean, it would be, you know, it's two best friends meeting. It's two women who they'll say, you know, help start the revolution. I think there is a lot of history there, and those two women could have a really good build and match. And there was something on SmackDown, like the way they were cutting the camera between them. As I watched, I thought, I think that's intentional, and it's, you know, the littlest, dumbest thing, so I could very well be wrong, but I think Becky Lynch wins this.
That is a very nice thought.
Right?
But I just don't think it's going to happen.
It's
a lovely thought.
I have to be in denial about at least one thing per show, and I think it's probably Ronda winning the Rumble. So,
yeah, well, better than James Ellsworth.
That is. At least they will have an actual woman win the first ever women's match of some sort. That's progress.
We can hope. Let's hope.
So, moving on to the men's Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
What surprises do you expect from the men's match?
To be honest, I really have no idea what's going to happen here.
You've got Daniel Bryan moving the betting odds.
That would be really nice.
I would start weeping. It would be ugly. I would get judged by everyone over for my Royal Rumble party. It would be really great, and I'd delight in it, but I would be judged forever.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this, when I heard about this, like maybe like a week or two ago, I was like, oh my God, it makes so much sense. And then it kind of felt like it, like the news or the rumors like made their way through social media. And then I'm like, they're going to kill this because now everyone's expecting it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so now I'm not going to get my hopes up about it.
Do you think we get any NXT guys in this?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know who, but probably.
Part of me watching NXT recently, I'm like, they could call up Velveteen Dream right now.
That's what I was thinking. Well, I was just watching NXT before I started talking to you.
Yeah.
And I love him so much. So that would be great. I would love if like Aleister Black made an appearance. I think he's awesome too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really great guys. I think they'll come up for this one thing, but I don't think they'll stick around.
Killian Dane was in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal last year and had a really good showing. I could see them bringing him in for this. If they're picking, say, two or three NXT wrestlers, I could see him being one of them. So who do you think wins the Men's Rumble?
Oh my God, I have no idea. I know that's like not a great answer. It's actually a bad answer, but I don't know. I don't know. And I want to say, if you asked me this last week, I would have said Shinsuke, but I just, after this week, I just don't think so anymore. It just doesn't feel like it's time to me.
Do you think they go with Randy Orton again? Because they're just really used to doing boring things.
It crossed my mind when he came out and RKO'd everybody out of nowhere.
Yeah, what a jerk.
I was like, you didn't do any of the work, sir, in the last 5 minutes of the show. I really hope not, because that would suck. It sucked last year, too, in my opinion. But yeah, I don't understand. They're not Shinsuke to be a WrestleMania main eventer at this point, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's weird when you have so many part-timers around for WrestleMania too, because they unlocked Kurt Angle wrestling this year. They cleared him and have had him in a couple matches. Does he enter the Rumble for some reason and try and get, I don't think he'd win it, but try and set up what he's doing at Mania? You've got the corpse of the Undertaker out there in Brooklyn saying something about digging holes. Are they gonna bring him out and try and do something for one last WrestleMania? I kind of have it narrowed down really between the two guys I expect to be in the title matches, like I said earlier, Nakamura, and I think it's Nakamura and Roman Reigns that are the title challengers at Mania, but I don't know which one of them wins this. I want to believe it's Nakamura, because they can't be dumb enough to have Roman Reigns win in Philly again, but really stupid things.
Yes, they can. They're pretty dumb.
Yeah.
So anything can happen. But yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. And I usually, even when I don't know, I usually have an opinion, but I really don't even have an opinion, because it felt like for a long time that they're trying to get Shinsuke into that position. But in the last couple weeks, I mean, he never picked up, I don't think, the way that they expected him to pick up. And they just haven't been doing a good job with him. You know, I don't blame him at all. I think he's excellent, but like nothing, it just doesn't feel right. And I feel like if he won, it would feel very random.
It would. It would probably feel a lot like, I want to say it was 2012 when Sheamus won. And it was like, Sheamus? Really?
Yeah.
We're doing Sheamus. Like, red hair, beard? Oh. All right, then. And it might feel like that. Now, I think online it wouldn't quite get that that confused of a reaction, because I think most people would be like, oh my God, yes.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. It feels like there's like some sort of disconnect. Like, he's so great and he's still so over with fans. But it just feels like if the company did it, it'd be like, oh, so you're giving him the chance now. Like, then why did you make him look like shit for all of these weeks? You know,
they do have a habit of making people look bad, and they have been not super kind to Shinsuke Nakamura, who is my official pick. Like, I'll go with Shinsuke as my pick once again. I think on both Rumbles, I'm being overly optimistic.
Yeah, well, if he does win, and I would be very happy if he did, they would have to do like a lot of work between now and April, just like a lot of heavy lifting to get him there. I think
he would need to have some of those breakout matches that they just haven't allowed him to have, and I think that's the best way to establish his character, is let him have great matches and have him say whatever they feel like having him say, but he doesn't need to deliver long promos. And I actually think that's the challenging thing for Shinsuke winning the Rumble, is there's a long road to WrestleMania. I think WrestleMania is on April 8th. I don't know if they can do 2.5 or 3 months of Shinsuke Nakamura not being able to say much to get to that show. I really worry about that.
Yeah, and I feel like they have, we know that in the end, when Shinsuke wrestles AJ, it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be fantastic. But we can't, like, go A to C, you know, because we're going to have all of this time in between. I kind of just feel like maybe if they start working on him this year, by next WrestleMania, it'll be clearer, and it'll feel more right, and he'll be in a better position to main event. But right now, I feel like they're like, okay, well, you know, everyone's expecting this amazing match between Nakamura and AJ, so, like, let's just get that match up for WrestleMania. And it just doesn't feel like they did any of the correct footwork to get him there.
So what do you think the WWE Championship is at WrestleMania? Or championship match is? It's obviously a toy belt AJ Styles carries around.
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really... I mean, a lot's gonna... We'll see what happens on Sunday, I guess.
I know one of the theories out there is they have Finn Balor win the Rumble, say, I'm gonna come after AJ's title because I already beat him at Survivor Series. And I think that would be a great setup as well for that sort of match. And you do have kind of an inter-club feud that WWE can't say what club means.
Yeah, that would be like another amazing match that I think a lot of people are expecting and a lot of people want to see, and it went over very well the first time. But it almost feels like a similar situation where it's like, well, then you're gonna thrust this guy into like the title picture in this like the biggest event of the year, but like leading up to this, what have you done to make him look like he's going to beat AJ, or it just like kind of feels like they're not treating Shinsuke or Finn with like almost the reverence they deserve if they are trying to put them into these top slots eventually. You know, they treat freaking Brock Lesnar and Roman and AJ and Seth and like all these guys, they have like some kind of gravity when they come out to wrestle that I feel like they just... I think that fans and like people online definitely feel for them, just knowing like their body of work and where they came from. But the people who casually watch, or the people who don't really follow what's happening online or follow any wrestling publications, they probably are going to be a little bit more confused to see Finn or Shinsuke thrust into the main event at WrestleMania after just all they know of them is what they've done on Raw and SmackDown.
I think you're right there, and it'll be a challenging thing for WWE. It almost seems like the easiest booking route to get from like point A to WrestleMania is probably Roman Reigns, but it would just... I feel like you're really gonna be talking about a crowd that's very let down by that, and I don't know that they want the crowd visibly turning on the end of the Rumble as it goes off the air, because it could get a little ugly. But they've also leaned into that with Roman plenty of times.
Yeah, even like last year when he came out at number 30, I was just saying I wish I had a camera on my face because I'm not a Roman hater. I think Roman is just fine. And I think he's a good wrestler and I think he's a really good job. But man, I was sad.
Yeah. I know the year, the first year that Roman won, when Brian, when Brian had, you know, come back to enter the Rumble and they had him eliminated so quickly in it, I remember being so sad that by the time Roman came out, I was just like, no, this is terrible. I'm angry. Everything is bad. And I could see myself having almost a similar reaction here, although if Roman were, or if Brian were to enter the Rumble this year, I'd just be so happy.
It would be great if he entered the Rumble. It would be great if he won. I would watch him wrestle AJ all day, every day. That would be the ideal situation.
Yeah, because that's a guy that they have built up.
Yeah, it feels like an organic thing. You have all of that backstory. Who knows, I just don't want to get too excited and be disappointed, but I feel like that would be the absolute best case scenario.
I feel like the week before the Royal Rumble is the best time to get overly excited and be disappointed. That's really it's wrestling fan like disappointing Christmas, really. Like
I'm always disappointed
up. Yeah,
every time. Yeah.
It rarely does like Santa actually bring what you're expecting. Sometimes it's like, here's some Roman Reigns, or look, Triple H entered the match for some reason. Like,
oh, yep.
The last few years have been really rough on Royal Rumbles.
So, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for the Royal Rumble?
10. I'm always, it's like my favorite pay-per-view of the year.
It's a lot of fun. It is, I'm probably at like an 8 or a 9 and trying to remind myself that it's disappointing Christmas every year, but I'm like, yeah, but maybe they got me the right thing this time.
Yeah, I mean, it is usually disappointing, but it's still the Royal Rumble in the end. So it's still so much fun to watch. It's so much fun to watch like the clock count down and for you to wonder who's coming out next. And it's going to be fun. Even if it sucks, it's going to be fun to watch. And that's that's like a wrestling for you, I guess.
Exactly. There's a sign to point at. It's always really fun to watch people point at a sign.
Yeah.
And finally, April, I've got to ask, what is making you happy in pro wrestling this week?
I was just watching NXT before I started talking to you, and the Velveteen Dream and Johnny Gargano are making me happy in wrestling this week.
That's a very solid thing.
And I also have Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali.
Oh yeah, I heard they had a really great match on 205 Live. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet.
Oh. Really, really great match. It was really awesome.
I'm going to go with this past weekend. I saw Candice LeRae's last indie date, and she's meant a lot to Southern California. Like, indie wrestling was part of like the beginning of PWG and a big part of the indie scene here for many years. And it was so much fun to go to her last indie date, see her wrestle Joey Ryan, and just get to see her wrestle one last time on the indies. I don't know that I ever expected her. Like, 2 years ago, I wouldn't have expected her to get signed by WWE, and I'm so happy that she has been.
Yeah, that must have been amazing to see.
It was fun, and they had the sort of match you'd expect Candice LeRae and Joey Ryan to have, so it was really delightful. Aside from that, it's that I get to play the Royal Rumble drinking game with a bunch of my friends twice this Sunday, and it's always a good time.
Yeah, sorry about your liver.
Yeah, I have only ended up passed out on the bathroom floor once while playing this game, so really, like, it does all right.
Okay.
It's been many years, and only once has it been really damaging, because I tried to add shots to it like a dummy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, this year it's gonna... I mean, there's two, so be careful.
And on that, happy Rumble weekend, everyone.